The city of Seattle has launched an ethics investigation into Scott Kubley's involvement with the Pronto Bike Share program. Kubley is the director of Seattle's Department of Transportation. The Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission has received an ethics complaint against him. This investigation comes after a 7-2 vote on the city council this month to approve the city's purchase of the Pronto Bike Share. And the council now says Pronto's annual membership numbers are lower than the council thought at the time of the vote. City Council member Mike O'Brien voted to buy the bike share program, and he told me about the two ethical concerns regarding Scott Kubley.
The issue that has been raised is the fact that prior to coming to SDOT, Scott was president of a company called Alta Bike Share, which was the company that was managing Pronto, the bike share system in Seattle. That Alta ultimately got bought out or changed its name to a company called Motivate.
But you were aware of that.
No, we didn't know. Aware. I mean, the mayor, I went back and looked. It's highlighted in the mayor's press release in July of 2014 that Scott came from there. In fact, I believe that was one of the selling points of Scott is, hey, we got a bike share system. This guy has expertise. In fact, Pronto had already selected Alta Bike Share prior to Scott being hired by the city of Seattle. So those things, the timing of those were in that order.
Okay. What was the other part of the complaint?
The other part of the complaint is, does Scott have any ongoing financial interest in Alta Bike Share or Motivate? And that's a serious allegation. You know, is there any sort of conflict of interest where Scott might benefit financially from any type of arrangement?
And we don't know the answer to that yet?
We don't know the answer. I've personally talked to Scott. He's told me that he doesn't have any, but obviously we need to independently investigate that, and we will let that investigation play out. If anything comes up, I want to make sure we're following all those rules, and if there are any problems, that we're alerted to those as soon as possible.
And what about the allegation that ridership numbers at Pronto were overestimated?
That is separate from the ethics investigation. That is something that I'm disappointed in. My understanding from the presentation we were given was that it wasn't ridership numbers, but actual annual membership numbers. What I understand now is that current annual membership is actually at around 1,900, and that 3,000 number was it at some point in time in the past. I don't know what point that was.
Well, the city's already decided to bail out Pronto, so why are we just learning about inflated numbers now?
Yeah. You can guess the tone of my conversation that I had with Scott yesterday. I was not pleased by that.
When did you first learn about that discrepancy?
Yesterday, when the press called me.
How did the membership numbers, inflated as we now know they were, how did those numbers affect the council, including your vote, to take over Pronto?
You know, I went back and looked at the math that I was doing, and what I wanted to see was we knew how much it was going to cost to buy the assets, you know, the $1.4 million to pay off the loan so the city would acquire the bikes and stations. What I cared about was, what are the ongoing operational costs? And the projections that SDOT showed us were based on last year's numbers. If nothing else changed, this program could operate at a slight loss, I think around $100,000. My expectation is that we will be growing ridership, so hopefully those numbers will be positive. But what it does is it just undermines my confidence, and it just raises questions about, you know, I want to be getting clear and good information from SDOT, and they have some work to do. They dropped the ball in communications in some ways around this over the last year, and this is another instance of it, and frankly, they don't have a lot of room left to start building back that credibility with both the city council and the public on how we talk about bike share and the other work they're doing.
Are you also disappointed that Scott Kubley's transportation department spent $300,000 on Pronto without notifying the city council?
Yes, and we all expressed disappointment with the department at that decision. It's one of a series of decisions that I think the department, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here, took too lightly and didn't understand that the city council cares immensely about a new program like this and wants to be in the loop about what's going on a day-to-day basis.
Are you telling KUOW listeners and your fellow council members that Scott Kubley should be fired?
No, I'm not saying that. I think Scott is doing a lot of good work, but I also think Scott has some serious work to do to regain the credibility with this council and with the public. And I am prepared to work with Scott to help him reestablish that. But a lot of this is going to be on Scott and his department to really step up their game.
Is the city's takeover of Pronto a dead issue at this point, or could you imagine anything causing you and the council to reverse that vote on taking over this bike share program?
I haven't heard any of my colleagues who supported it say, Mike, we want to go undo this. So I believe that we still remain committed to what we're doing. And I think ultimately what folks want to see is a bigger, more successful system, which is something that we'll be working on in the coming years.
Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien on his continued support of the city buying the Pronto bike share program despite an ethics investigation into Transportation Department Director Scott Kubley. Kubley has released a statement saying he continues to be fully transparent and looks forward to working to make the bike share system successful.